Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Bonnie Verberg.
Bonnie, as always, thank you so much for taking some time today and joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Shaylin, for coming over.
And even though summer's kind of winding down, we've got the big fall festival coming up here at the Pella Historical Society, and I know part of that is the Dutch Flea Market. And if you could tell us just a little bit about the Dutch Flea Market and some of the things that folks can look forward to and what we're looking at.
Well, Shaylin, the Dutch Flea Market is something we sort of revived a year ago and had so much success with it that we decided we'd try it again this year. And this year, again, we've gotten some wonderful items donated that we plan to sell at the Dutch Flea Market on Friday and Saturday of this week. That'll be the 23rd and 24th during the Fall Festival. Only it will be here in the Interpretive Center of the Vermeer Windmill. So there'll be a no admission for people to come into the flea market part of the event.
And so this is just a sale of Dutch-themed things, Pella-themed things. What are we looking at for sale?
We're looking at both of those, actually, and we've gotten some great donations. I've been really excited about it. One of the neatest things that I just didn't expect to get anything of this value is called a Zanza clock. Now, a Zanza clock is an old Dutch clock that chimes, and it will chime. This happens to chime on the half hour and on the hour. People will recognize it. It has the Atlas guy holding up the world on top, and it has some brass on it, and of course the weights that make it run on there. And the pendulum has a little guy on a horse, and that's just typical of a Zanza clock. This one is a little different than others I've seen in that the face is made of Delft tile. But it is beautiful and has a beautiful chime to it, so we'll be selling that this weekend. That's one of those things that you just don't pick up just anywhere. Sure. And it runs perfect. We've had it running, and it runs fine. Another really nice thing that we received the other day for a donation is a P. Buckley Moss print. And people remember, about 15, 20 years ago, P. Buckley Moss painted several prints that were Pella related. And this one happens to be called the Tulip Dance, and it's a boy and girl dancing in front of the Glockenspiel. So the Glockenspiel is in the background and the buildings on either side of the Glockenspiel. So a real treasure that's obviously Pella related. Then there's been lots of other smaller things. We have some wood yokes that we're going to be selling, like they wear when they scrub streets, to hold the buckets of water. We've got an adult one, and I think a couple of children's one of those. We have a really neat framed picture that is six tiles put together to form a picture of the guy that makes the wooden shoes, the wooden shoemaker, setting in Holland. That's really nice, too, that picture, if you need some Dutch items in your house. We have some sheet music of Dutch organ music. So if anybody's interested in playing some Dutch organ music, we have several different songs of sheet music that will be for sale. Several Dutch LPs and some CDs of Dutch music also. We still have some Dutch dance t-shirts left over from the world record Dutch dance from 2 years ago. Only a handful. We're talking maybe six of them. Not a great lot, but we'll have those out. So just a lot of really neat, interesting things. We're still looking for items.
Right, and if folks do have some things that they would like to donate, where can they go and who can they talk to?
They would bring them here to the Interpretive Center and talk to me, and those would be on a donation basis, and we don't want things that are not Dutch or Pella related. But if it's Dutch or Pella related, anything goes, okay? So things that you think would relate to our history or to our heritage in any way are more than welcome. Last year, my favorite story to tell is somebody donated six sterling silver shot glasses. Now, I don't know what that's got to do with Dutch, except that maybe the Dutch drink. You know, sometimes I stretch that definition quite a bit when I get some items like that. So don't think if you have something you're thinking, I don't know, we can stretch the definition some. So if it's something you think would be, you just don't know what else to do with it.
Sure.
I like unique items, too. Anyway, these sterling silver shot glasses, we priced them, I think, at $10 for six of them. That's plenty, but they were sterling silver, and there were six of them, and nobody purchased them. And so last year at Tulip Time, we put those items that we had left from the flea market out again and actually sold quite a bit of it. Things that hadn't sold last fall sold at Tulip Time to some of our tourists. The shot glasses, although, didn't sell. And so I was a buyer of gold and silver, and so I brought those shot glasses in there. I thought, you know, just for kicks, let's see what they're worth. $84 they wrote a check to Pella Historical for.
Well, how about that?
So that was a pretty good deal. Yeah. So even though it might be junk to you, And to the whoever donated just had no use for it, we will find a home for it one way or another. Now, you know, I can't expect that to happen with every item we receive, but we have received some very nice items that will be, you know, priced accordingly. I've done some checking around and investigating the values of them. The flea market will have some great bargains on it, some really inexpensive things, but there will be some things that are priced closer to their value, but they're very unique items and things you wouldn't buy anywhere else.
And proceeds from the flea market sale go to the Historical Society.
To Pella Historical Society. So if you have an item that you think has, you know, quite a bit of value, you know, $50, $100, and you'd like a donation slip for that, we can sure provide that to people that they donated an item of that value. Now, one of the most unique things I got just the other day is an Edam cheese form. Okay, and it's round, and the lid is kind of domed, and it's made of wood, and that's how they would store Edam cheese to cure in the Netherlands. So if anybody has a need for something very unique, I have no idea what I'm going to price that at. I can't find it on the internet anywhere. Every time I find anything about cheesemakers, I get Wisconsin.
And that's not
and
what
the cheese
after.
Heads. Well, they say that those wood things the Dutch used as helmets during riots, and they put them on their head. There the term cheese head came from, originally in the Netherlands, and now, of course, they use it over in Wisconsin. But sort of an interesting thing to research. Yeah. But I've not found any other Edam cheese forms for sale.
Just one of a lot of really unique and important heritage-type items that can be found at the flea market.
It is. It's really, really going to be interesting. So I would encourage people to come over, bring their pocketbooks, because we hope they'll buy. And, yeah, it's kind of one-of-a-kind things. And please, if they've got things that they'd like to donate, we have room for plenty more.
All right, very good. Well, Bonnie, thank you so much for your time. We'll hope to see a great turnout for the flea market.
Thanks so much.
Again, that was our guest, Bonnie Verberg, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official weather eye meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.